Are you looking for a space where you will learn to improve your mental strength, emotional health, and heal your insecurities from the inside out? Take the first step to living a more meaningful life with the Better Me with Body by Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree. I'm a certified personal trainer, entrepreneur, and mother of three. I've helped empower thousands of women to take action through fitness, nutrition, meditation, personal development, and aligning thoughts with action. This podcast is for those who are ready to feel inspired and motivated to live a more purposeful life. Let's grow together. Have you ever felt alone in the start of your fitness journey? Or maybe you felt intimidated when you first walked into a gym because you didn't know what you were doing. My guest on the podcast today knows exactly how you feel. She's a client of mine and she's also a very talented comedian. I thought it would be fun to bring her on to talk about how she came to have body neutrality and also find humor in the journey. I learned a lot from her outlook on fitness and life. Here's Maddie from The Bad Broadcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Better Me podcast. Today, I have the one and only Maddie Murphy. Maddie, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So if you guys don't know who Maddie is, she's really funny. She's a comedian. And she has her own podcast and her own Instagram that you make me laugh literally every single day, Maddie.
That's what I'm trying to do. So that's really good news.
Yeah, you're really good at finding humor in just like mundane situations. And it's really hard to make Adam laugh. And I show him your stuff all the time. And he's like, she's funny.
Yes, Adam, thank you. I feel like I hear that from people. They'll be like, even my husband likes you. I'm like, thank you. That's really, that does matter because I want to get the husbands on board.
Yes. Yes, you're good at appealing to them. So, Maddie, why don't you introduce yourself before we get started on our podcast today?
So, my name, is Maddie Murphy. I'm Salt Lake City, Utah-based comedian, content creator, which still feels really weird to say, but I do it full-time. So, I also have a podcast that I do every Monday. And yeah, I always tell people I just am an idiot on the internet and that's my full-time job.
And I was drawn to you, Maddie, because I feel like you're really good at like finding humor in the journey. So today we're talking all about our bodies and I kind of wanted to have it be more about like finding humor in our fitness journey. Mm-hmm. I know you have a history. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your background and your experience with your body image.
Yeah. So I, where to begin on this? So I'm the youngest of eight kids. I've got seven older brothers and I was always raised in a home that was really, I don't even know how to phrase this, but all my brothers were always playing sports. They were always gaining weight. They were always really athletic. And that was always something that I was doing growing up. I was always like really tall. I was bigger than like the girls my age. I grew really fast. And I didn't notice that that was weird because I was always around all these big boys. That was like who I was raised like in a locker room. And then when I got a little bit older and I went into middle school, high school, college, all those things, I was comparing myself to a lot of girls around me. Obviously, it was the first time I was like around a lot of women. And I was like, oh, I'm different than like all of these girls. Like these, you know, they're skinny, they're blonde, they're all, you know, all of these things. And it kind of started me on a slippery slope of some body dysmorphia, like maybe, you know, right after high school is probably when that started the most. Because like, you know, I played sports in high school and then I graduated. I wasn't playing sports. I was gaining a little bit of weight. My body was changing, my hormones, you know, all of those things that, you know, affect your body. Yeah. And so, yeah, so it was like when I was 17 or 18, that was probably when that started. And it was just a lot of ups and downs. Honestly, it was just like some days were good. Some days were really, really bad. Some days, you know, I binged. Some days I would cry and not eat anything, you know, like there, it was just a lot of disordered eating habits and things like that.
Roller coaster when you're that age.
Say that one more time.
I said, it's an emotional roller coaster at that age.
Totally. Like I'm dating for the first time. I'm living away from my parents. Just my whole life was just kind of changing. And yeah, I had a really hard time with the comparison thing because I am like above average height, you know, all of that. And I had a really hard time being like the tall friend or like the big friend, you know, I hate to say the big friend, but you know, I just had a hard time with the comparison of it all. And really it's just still every day that it's kind of like a current, you know, like I feel like I'm always kind of swimming against it. And I think I'm better at it now for sure. And being married has helped and having, you know, some constant support, but yeah, it's tough. Body stuff is so hard. It's so hard.
I know. The funny thing is it's hard for everybody. Like,
yeah,
it's hard. Even if you see somebody who is shredded on Instagram, they're probably still picking themselves apart. Like,
yes.
Still hard for everybody.
Well, and that's what I talked about this, and I did an episode on my podcast about bodies, and me and my best friend Kylie were talking about it, and I'm like, how, you know, crazy is it that every single woman deals with this and we aren't more empathetic towards each other? You know what I mean? Like we still find ourselves criticizing other people's Instagram pictures or, you know, if they've lost weight or what. And I'm like, don't we all deal with this? Like, aren't we tired? Like, aren't we tired being mean to our bodies and other people's bodies? Like, I'm tired. I'm tired, you know?
Yes. And I loved how you're on your podcast. I listened to that podcast when mm-hmm. your friend was saying that her mom was so positive about like her health, and she didn't focus on her body. Like she focused on what she loved about their personalities and who they were as a person. And so she had such confidence in her body because her mom never talked about it. It was like, and when I was talking to you before this podcast, how you were saying, you know, just body neutrality, like not putting so much emphasis on how we look.
Yes. And for me, what I mean, and we can probably get into this later because I am doing your program right now. And for me, like when I complete a physical task, like the workouts or when I do something and I like call Matt every time and I'm like, I can't even believe my body does this. Like, I can't even believe it. It like, it gives me the biggest boost because I'm like, I just completed something really hard. Like, how dare I like criticize the body that is letting me do so many things? Yes. Like and not even just working out. I mean, even like walking around the mall or traveling or, you know, all of these things that in that podcast that me and Kylie did, we talk about how if you're going to hate your body, you're going to have to hate everything it lets you do, because the only reason you get to experience life and all of these things is because your body allows you to do that. And that's pretty amazing, you know?
Yes, I love that. And I feel like gratitude is the highest form of frequency. So like when you're grateful for your body, you're just attracting even more light and more positive.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because it's really, really hard to get down on yourself or down on certain things when you feel grateful for a lot. I totally agree.
Definitely. So I know you said, well, you're doing my program right now. And mm-hmm. before when you did that podcast, you were like, I'm kind of at a low with my body. That was in June. How are you feeling now with your body?
Well, let me say, I want to squeeze this in somewhere because I really want to have people hear this and I want to tell you this. When I posted on my Instagram that I was going to be doing this program with you, I did not get one person who did not have something great to say about you and the program. Like, I'm not joking. Like, every single person who responded to it or knew you or had done the program, every single person said, Bree is the best. Bree is the most genuine, most kind, hardworking person, and the program is amazing. So that's when I was like, okay, this is going to be good. So I just wanted to plug that really quick, that it was probably my only story I've ever posted with no negative feedback.
Oh, that just made my day. Thank you.
Well, good. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. But so right now, let's see, we're in October, in June, definitely better than I was in June. Definitely I'm on more of a schedule. Even before I started the program, I felt like I got on a better schedule and kind of more intuitive eating than, you know, the beginning of quarantine when we were all like, you know, just eating stuffed crust pizza and like Fruity Pebbles every night.
Right.
So yeah, I'm definitely more in kind of a scheduled positive place right now for sure.
Well,
I don't know if that made sense.
Yes. And I feel like, me as a personal trainer, I know that your mental health has everything to do with how you view your body and how you feel. And so I'm more like, okay, let's focus on your daily mental wins, your habits, your meditation, your quiet time, your affirmations. Like let's focus on all of that and trying to set goals to be healthier and be mindful of what you're eating. And then the results will come. Like, let's not focus on the results. Let's focus on, your input, everything that you're putting in. And that's where you gain confidence.
Totally. And that is honestly why I've looked into other programs, of course, like everybody, looks into different training stuff. And that is like, honestly, the reason why you're stuck out to me is that I was like, well, first of all, I love that you have a degree in like behavioral change, like habit changing or something. Yeah, I love that. And I feel like every video I watch that you send on the program or whatever, it's all about like little wins, little habits, little things that you do. I love that you're not like, you need to make sure you're doing this, 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 and this. You're like, hey, let's just do one. If you're having a hard time, let's just do one thing. Let's just do one win, one little step. Like, and that has worked so well for me these past few weeks because I'm like, whereas before I was getting, I'd have, something, unhealthy. I'd eat a candy bar and I would be so upset. Like for so many hours, days, I'd be like, I cannot believe that I did that. I might as well just binge. But then I like your little, like the things you say that just like, if you step off a little bit, you just correct the path, you make a next, your next small choice, be a little bit better. And that mentality has like totally changed the way I see food like in these last few weeks.
Oh, that's amazing. That makes me happy.
I'm not even just telling you this because I'm on your podcast. I'm just telling you the truth.
I know, like, I promise I didn't pay her to say this.
She did not. I can definitely say that I am just being honest.
You're so sweet. So I want to ask, what do you feel was or may still be like your biggest barrier right now or in the past, I guess, to like feeling like you can, get over that where you're not confident in your body or you feel different or you're confident. Mm-hmm. What would you say is your biggest barrier?
Well, on the days I call them bad body days, on the days that I wake up and I'm feeling really down,
I like that. Let's say that on your bad days, what do you think is your biggest barrier?
So my biggest, I don't know about, well, kind of what I do on those days, I go really, really easy on myself. I don't do anything that is going to be too stressful or too heavy or anything like that. I make sure I set a few hours aside in the day that I do like a few things that I really love or that I'm really good at, or I talk to people that I love and I do some really positive things. And I think the roadblock for me in just all body stuff is that I'm like, well, it's not going to make a difference. Like if I binge tonight, is it really going to make a difference in the morning? Probably not. I'm just going to do it. And that was always the mentality I had. And oh gosh, I just lost my train of thought about
if you have bad body days, like what are your barriers and how do you overcome it?
I remember what I was going to say. So lately, and I was trying to do this, the last few months, what I've been trying to do is that I ask myself what I want to eat. And then the next question I ask myself is, well, how do I want to feel? So sometimes I ask myself, what do I want to eat? And I always want to eat Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, how do I want to feel? And I'm like, I want to feel like I eat Chick-fil-A. So I go to Chick-fil-A. But then some days I'm like, okay, I know I don't want to feel that way. I know that I know for a fact, if I eat something else, I will feel better. And so I try and keep those two at the front of my mind when deciding. I'm not perfect at it, of course, but I'm trying.
I always preach, like, try to think of how you feel after that. Like after your workout, after you wake up and meditate, after you eat the healthy food versus the ice cream. Like that is so true. I'm always trying to help clients see that because it really does give you confidence and so much power in yourself when you're like, you know what? I chose the harder route and it feels good. Feel amazing.
No, totally. And like, it's crazy. Even like Matt and I, we always are watching movies late or shows late. We're like ordering food, all of that stuff. And it's crazy because we'll wake up after not eating something unhealthy, we'll just have like a quick little snack or some fruit or something. And then we'll wake up and I'll be like, don't you feel amazing? And he's like, yes. I'm like, I am a triathlete now because like it is, it's crazy. And I love it's, yeah, I have loved that feeling.
Yes. And I love how you said, I kind of want to touch on how you said, I reach out to people who love me and I do things that I enjoy. And I, it made me think of a memory when it was last year on my birthday, my friends, I had just had my third baby. And I was struggling. Like, I was struggling with the postpartum everything, the body, yeah. hormones. Like, it just was really, I have a very high standard for myself in my head, and my body didn't match my standard, you know?
Right.
Like, and which I have completely changed this whole year after the third baby. All of those, that's totally gone away. But at the time, I had that. And so, anyway, my friends flew in and surprised me, and they were like, let's go shopping. And I'm like, okay. And of course you go shopping and you have this huge postpartum belly.
And the dressing room lighting never helps. It's bad.
And with all of my friends who are literally 5% body fat. So yeah. That was fun. And I'm like, I started crying in the dressing room and I'm like, this is the worst birthday ever. Like in my head, my friends didn't even know. And I was like, you know what? I just want to do something that I love that has nothing to do with how I look. Like, can we just rollerblading on the beach or surfing or biking or hiking? Like, let me just move my body and just like feel happy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, Adam had surprised me with like a roller skating party. Like,
no way.
Roller skating rink. And in that moment, I was having so much fun that I completely forgot about my body. Like, I was like, that was silly. Why was I so concerned about my body? I just need to have fun and do what I love. And so I love that you said that because that is so true. Like, focusing on things that bring you joy and people that love you for who
yes.
you are.
Yes. And we, I think I've talked about this before on an episode, but when I was dealing with body stuff and I was in a really bad place, I was not enjoying things like going to dinner with my friends or seeing my family or playing with my nieces and nephews because I was so hung up on, well, what if my body looks a certain way? Or what if they take a picture of me and I look like this in it and all this stuff. And I was like, I am missing so many things that I like to do because I am too hung up on this, you know?
Exactly. Well, yeah. And the thing is, like, people don't care. Nobody cares.
No
like,
one. No one's looking.
No, you're the only one that is like freaking out about it, you know? Like, really.
Oh, totally. Totally. And if you have friends that are freaking out about it, they are not your friends.
No. Yes. And if people love you for who you are, you know, like, I did a podcast with Dr. Morgan Francis, and she was saying, the least interesting thing about you is how you look.
Yes. Yes. That's what I said on my podcast.
Really? I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. So, well, and if you think about, like, if you think about the women or the people that you love in your life, do you love any of them because of the way their body looks? Exactly. Like, I don't, you know, all of my close friends, my sisters-in-law, my mom, I've never thought about what their body looks like. And I've never thought about if I love them more or less because of it, you know?
Yes. That's so true.
Yeah. So it really is. And I think that now that we said that, it is, I'm realizing that I have had to make the switch of my body stuff and my health and my fitness and my workouts. And those are going to have to come from my own desires. You know, it's going to have to be something that I really want. It's not going to be because somebody else thinks I need to lose weight or somebody else thinks that I look better a different way. I had to be like, no, I'm going to take care of me for me because I like the way I feel and I feel good about it. And I'm not going to cater to somebody else's expectation of my body because that's just, you know, a bad route to take anyway. So when I switched to being like, my body is like my, what am I trying to say? Like my realm, like I'm going to handle this. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to, you know, do all of the things that I love and I'm going to appreciate it. And I'm not going to listen to what other people are saying. Did that make sense? I don't know.
Yes. 100%. I love that. And I think, you know, the more that you are focusing on the mental aspect and just raising your confidence with like all of the healthy choices that you do, then you do feel more confident, even if your body doesn't change, even if your body stayed the same. you have such a higher level of respect for yourself because you kept your word with yourself. You did what you said you were going to do. And that's how you build confidence, is showing up for yourself day in and day out. And when you do something that's hard, that's showing up for yourself.
So, totally.
And, okay. So now that was kind of our serious side. So,
yes.
So now Maddie, she's very, very good at finding humor in everyday situations. That's why I love your podcast. I love it because, you know, you just make people laugh. So I want to ask you, how do you find humor in your fitness journey?
Oh my gosh. Well, one day, like, I'm going to see a video of myself at the gym and I'm going to hide under a rock because I'm sure I'm just the most embarrassing person ever at the gym. But I, like, I told you this yesterday, Brie. I love these workouts so much on the program that I don't even care. I'm like, I don't care whose way I'm in. I don't care what I look like. I have so much fun doing them. So I'm like, whatever. But, yeah, just kind of laughing at gym things has been really funny. Like, Matt and I are always texting each other, like, funny things we see at the gym. And then we, something that has helped us keep like our, the food, the meal plan and all of the workouts, just kind of light and fun, is we just like, we always try and make it like, just like a date. Like we try and frame it like a date. Like let's have, like, let's make dinner together, but we make something on the meal plan, but then we still get to spend the time together. And then, you know, we drive to the gym, we get pre-workout together. Like it's kind of become this like fun routine for us rather than like something we have to take out of our day. It's like, oh, this is a fun activity we get to do together. And that's been really helpful.
I love that. I feel the same way. It like bonds me with Adam because I'm like,
totally.
Out, like, oh, that felt so good. I don't know. It's just like a fun thing to do with them. And I was laughing because I was talking to Maddie yesterday. She's like, yeah, I used to like think people were so weird at the gym, like they're too etiquette. And now I'm turning into
100%. 100%. Like I used to watch people who were taking a really long time and I would be like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you taking so long? And now I take a long time and I'm like, oh, they were working out. I get it. I get it now. Like they were actually doing something. That's why they were taking a long time.
What do you think is like your biggest pet peeve, your biggest gym etiquette pet peeve?
Oh, my biggest pet peeve in anything, and especially at the gym, is I don't like when I'm on the treadmill or I'm on like a bench, like one of those like just the ones that are by the free weights normally, you know, that you can like adjust, and somebody comes right next to me. And there's like a whole bunch of them open. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't be that person, you guys. Don't be that person.
I had a guy, our gym is like social distancing right now. So some of the machines are down. Yeah. I literally got on the treadmill. The two next to me were like blocked off because they were social distancing. A guy came up, took the sign off.
No.
Took the social distancing sign off. And then Brie, listen, you are going to die. I almost called the police. Okay. He snot rocketed onto the treadmill.
No.
Yes.
On purpose?
Yes. Onto the buttons.
Ew.
I swear on my life, I almost died.
I would have dry heaved for sure.
I know. I like, and he kept, you know, like, I feel like runners do that like outside, you know, they like spit and snot rocket and whatever, but they're outside.
That is disgusting.
That is my number one. Like I think about it daily. It really upset me.
I would say my biggest pet peeve is when people don't do this, you guys. Don't be that person. When people get like seven different sizes of free weights and then they have like all their free weights everywhere and nobody can use them. And I'm like, you know, someone will go up like, hey, are you using the 10s? Yeah, I'm using those. But they're not. They have like a 8.
Yeah.
Range and they've gotten all of the dumbbells out and I'm like, why can't you just like rotate every other two, you know?
Totally. And then another, I just have this like whole list of them, but another one that I hate that is only, it's only actually happened to me once. And so I don't want to say it's a pet peeve because it really never happens to me, but it did happen one time and I was not well. I had my headphones in and I was doing squats. I had a guy come up and ask if he could help correct me.
Oh, ew. I hate when people do that.
I was like, no, sir. And he was like, well, and I was doing squats. Like this guy was like standing right behind. I was like, back off. off. Like, don't come near me. I don't like, I don't want your help. I would literally rather break my back than have you this close to me. That like, that was the weirdest, but that like isn't something that happens a lot. So I don't worry about it, but it was one of the weirdest gym experiences ever.
Oh yeah. Another one is, I'm just going to go through some gym etiquette that I feel like we
need
to talk about, because also I feel like it is intimidating. Like when you first start a new gym, it is intimidating. I had this cute client and she's like, what's the culture here? Like, I don't know how to fit in, you know, it's a whole world. So I'm like, maybe we need to talk about like some gym etiquette or like
totally
help you feel more at home at the gym. So I would say, well, first off, if you are nervous about starting the gym, just know every single person is looking at themselves in the mirror. They do not care about what you're doing.
100%. And on top of that, everybody's there doing the same thing. So you don't need to feel bad because everyone's there trying to work out and do something that they might look silly doing. So you're definitely not alone.
Exactly. And like really people are just so like in the zone. They have their headphones in. They're just doing their own thing. It's not like they're sitting there watching you do your workout. You know,
I've never noticed somebody else at the gym unless they come stand right next to me.
Yeah, exactly. Or they try to correct your form.
Yeah, unless they're trying to spoon.
Yes, that's the first one. It's like, know that they're not looking at you. And then also have a plan. So I would say like know what you want to do before you get to the gym so that you have a plan and you can work through it and you're not just kind of bouncing around from machine to machine, because that's how you end up just being like, whatever, I'll just go on the treadmill and you'll never see results that way. So that's my thing, is just make sure that you have a plan. And then I would say just rock it. Like have confidence. Be like, you know what? I have every right to be here as everybody else. No one's paying attention to me. Like I always do affirmations all the time. Like I'm strong, I'm confident, you know, whatever.
Totally. And another thing that's helped me with these new workouts that I'm doing on your program is that I like make sure with each, what's the word I'm looking for? You're going to be so mad at me that I don't know this word because you've said it a lot. Like the set of three, like the three workouts that.
Yeah. Your tri-set.
Yes. So I try and like, I make them as close together as possible. Like I make sure I have like a little section and then I do all three of those and then I move on to another section. So then I'm not like bouncing back and forth, like walking all over. Like I try and figure out a way to make sure that I have like weights by me if I'm using a machine and then I can do both really quick or whatever it is. So then I'm not like wandering around like lost and then I can kind of stay focused. Cause if I have to move from like all the way, you know, across or like up and down, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
No, that's so good. And you like, I try to program. So it's like a machine with a free weight with a body weight, you know, so you can kind of like just take your dumbbells to the machine and you just stay there for all three sets. So that's also a good tip is like, if you want to do a machine, bring a free weight with you or free weights with you, and then just bust out, you know, the superset or the tri-set right there so that you're not like hogging up all the machines.
Yeah. And then you're not like, I always hate like, I just hate like walking past the same people. Like I hate walking back and forth. Like I just want to stay in my zone and complete it and like interact with anyone.
Yeah. Or you don't want someone to like take your machine while you're
totally.
So anyway, I would say those are a couple tips to help make the gym more approachable. And let's talk about gym etiquette, because I feel like there are some unwritten rules at the gym.
These are my favorite, the unwritten rules.
The unwritten rules that kind of people follow. So I would say the first one is definitely give people their space. That was like what you touched on, because there's nothing worse than that. That's just awful. So I would say that. And then also when you do use something, wipe it down. Like,
yeah,
I want to have somebody else's sweat, you know, just like,
even when we're not in a pandemic, like we should always be wiping everything down.
Exactly. And like another one that I feel is kind of an unwritten thing is like, don't take selfies in the middle of where people are lifting.
Yes. Like don't be a roadblock for people who need to walk around.
No, especially like meatheads. They really like to watch their form and they like, I shouldn't even say meatheads. I mean, just people like to watch their form in the mirror. Not even that they're like self-obsessed. They just really are like, oh, you know, am I doing this right? Or does this look correct or whatever? So
yeah.
Blocking that, I think, would be hard. Do you have any things that you have seen as far as gym etiquette?
Oh, just the state. Yeah. Just like giving people their space. Yeah. I just always want to, I just never want to be like looked at. Like, I don't want people, you know, like, you know, you, when people are in a room, you just kind of like notice that you're all, I shouldn't even say this because it sounds like people are watching you, which they're not, but I just don't want to be interrupted pretty much. I don't want to, you know, I don't want somebody to have me take my headphone out to like to have a conversation with them. Like, I just want to be in my zone and not be bothered.
Yep. For sure. I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know about gym culture. I'm like trying to think of my own gym and its culture. And I just think I'm not like involved enough to like know who's there all the time. But
I would feel like we kind of touched on the most important ones. Like, don't hug all of the dumbbells and make sure to try to super.
Oh, I thought of one.
Tell me.
I don't like when people make really loud noises.
Oh, that was actually on my list.
Like when people grunt like really loud.
Yes. Like, come on. Or like they slam the weights down to try to get people to see them.
Yes. Or they're like with their like buddies and they're all like screaming, like pumping each other up. Like, I'm like, I get it. I love the positivity, but like, can you take this outside?
Yeah. I don't feel like we're going to have a lot of our listeners doing that, but they can definitely agree that that is annoying.
Like, yeah.
Come on.
And I've had like friends of mine be like, well, it helps me lift more. And I'm like, it can't be that much. It can't be enough to make that worth it. Can it?
Exactly. Awesome. So, well, Maddie, I'm so happy that you came on today and that we could just have girl chat and kind of talk about body image. And
no, thank you. I feel like we hang out every day because I like see your face every day when I'm at the gym. So it's nice. Yeah.
Same. You guys need to go watch some of her Instagram like stories. They are so funny.
And oh my gosh.
The like, skits that she does. My favorite, I have to say, my favorite one was what Utah brides would say.
Oh my gosh. It's so bad. My mom, what I like sometimes hope my mom won't see them. And then that one got like pretty popular. And I was like, crap, my mom's going to see this. she's going to have to hear what I say.
I can laugh because I'm from Utah. Okay. So I.
Oh, yeah. No, and same. And people are always like, oh, do you hate Utah? Do you hate the Utah culture? I'm like, I love Utah. I'm from here. I love it. I love Utah.
When you're in it, you know, you don't live there.
So. Yeah. It's like making fun of your siblings. Like, I can do it, but nobody else can.
Exactly. Exactly. I love Utah. It's my very favorite, but that was hilarious. So you guys got to go check her out. So I will link in the show notes her Instagram and all of her information if you guys want to go check her out and you want like a good laugh. She's awesome. And her podcasts are really funny. So go check out her podcast, The Bad Broadcast, is really great.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much for joining us, Maddie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.